USA Radio News.
The term debate is an understatement when describing what happened in Nashville Thursday night. Presidential candidates Joe Biden and President Donald Trump tackled COVID-19, the environment, health care, and other topics such as race. Joe Biden spoke about an issue that he's dealt with his entire professional life.
One of the reasons why I ended up working on the east side of Wilmington, Delaware, which is 90% African American, was to learn more about what was going on. I never had to tell my daughter, put both hands on top of the wheel and don't reach for the glove box because someone may shoot you. Making sure that you, in fact, if you get pulled over, just yes, sir, no, sir.
Amy Coney Barrett breezed through the Senate Judiciary vote, and now the full Senate will vote Monday on whether she will become the next Supreme Court Justice. Fox News contributor Ken Starr raved about Judge Barrett, even going as far as saying what her future may hold.
She has the potential to stay on, let's say, for 4 decades, so presidents will come and go.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
As the election draws near, one key battleground state has President Trump trailing. Chris Steierwalt appeared on Fox News and explained the latest on Pennsylvania.
On one hand, it looks like 2016 because the margin that Trump is trailing in Pennsylvania is about the same as it was 4 years ago. And that is the difficulty that Trump has is he can close, but he just doesn't have as many persuadable voters to deal with because people are so set in their ways.
Steierwalt added that Steierwalt added that there was a whopping 15% of undecided voters in 2016 compared to under 5% in 2020. The 2016 deposition has been unsealed. The over 450 pages were released after Maxwell lost an appeal to keep the document sealed. Maxwell was charged alongside Jeffrey Epstein for allegedly helping find minors and then sexually assaulting them over several years. And the entire offensive line of the Las Vegas Raiders have been sent home due to all contracting COVID-19.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A number of Republican senators have balked at the high price tag of the proposed coronavirus stimulus bill, but one says he's willing to vote for the more expensive plan.
How much should we pay for a recovery? That's a question that's been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, says Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending. In the end, I think we run the risk here of structural damage to components of our economy if we don't do something.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
A trip to Italy by cruise ship ended in a plane ride back home after a passenger broke specifically laid out guidelines. A spokesperson for the cruise line said the passenger went ashore with a small group of travelers, but at some point left the group, which was against the guidelines. The cruise line helped the person return home via plane. The NHL postponed the 2021 Winter Classic and the 2021 All-Star Weekend over concerns about how prevalent the coronavirus will be next year. The Minnesota Wild and St. Louis Blues were supposed to play at the Bridgestone Winter Classic at Target Field in Minneapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.